Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The big news, the big news, the big news today. What's the big news? It's that American Right to Life put out a press release, and it's all over the country. And, you know, I think it might have been the first press release in the nation to not refer to Obama as President-elect Barack Obama, but as President Barack Obama. I think it might be the first in the country. And that's ironic because he might not even be qualified via the Constitution. As Alan Keyes wrote today in WorldNet Daily, he said that Barack Obama, rather than producing a $12 birth certificate, he's hired lawyers and spent millions of dollars trying to avoid producing the birth certificate. So, but regardless, American Right to Life called him President Barack Obama. Now, some people think that was a mistake, but if you go through the Bible, when God refers to King Herod or whatever king or Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, does that every time? And what? Are scores of evil kings mentioned? Scores of them? Does that mean that every one of those kings received his position in a legal and valid manner? Does that prove that? It doesn't mean that. When Esther and Mordecai were trying to correct the coming slaughter of the Jews in their time, there are Christians who will say, well, Roe v. Wade is not a law. And you say, why isn't it a law? Because it's an immoral, unjust ruling. And so they have a good point there. If a government says you have to go and kill the Jews, then you should resist. And you say that I'm not sinning and disobeying the government because your ruling is immoral and it has no moral authority. Therefore, I will disobey that law. But Mordecai and Esther, they did not say, well, that law that the king issued, that decree, that on this certain day it's legal to kill Jews throughout the realm, they didn't say, well, that's not really a law, so we're not going to try to repeal it. They didn't say that because they knew that come that day, millions of people would act as though it were a law and they'd kill the Jews. So they worked to get that law counteracted. And that's what they did. They managed to get another law issued, which counteracted the unjust law. And so, excuse me. And so at American Right to Life, they referred to President Barack Obama in a historic press release. And I'd like to read this press release to you. It's fascinating to me. You could find it online at AmericanRightToLife.org. Or AmericanRTL.org, and then just email it to a friend. It's pretty great. And by the way, our phone number here at Bob Enyart Live is 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. So, President Obama to press reset button. President Obama to press reset button, Freedom of Choice Act, to kill faulty pro-life strategy out of Denver. And this went out via PR Newswire and Christian Newswire and Standard Newswire. It's been all over the internet and on Google today all day long. If you Google, if you go to news.google.com, Google News, and you search for FOCA, the Freedom of Choice Act, that's one of the big stories for Christians regarding Obama taking office. One of the big stories, because he said the first thing he would do is sign FOCA. So if you go to news.google.com and you search just for the word FOCA, American Right to Life comes up on page one. And it's been that way all day, which is pretty neat. And even if you search for Obama and abortion, they were on page one for a long time out of thousands of news pages. I'll get to the phones in a moment. 1-800-836-9278. Freedom of Choice Act to kill faulty pro-life strategy. President Barack Obama promised Planned Parenthood that, quote, the first thing I do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act. That's FOCA, F-O-C-A, Freedom of Choice Act. If he keeps his promise, American Right to Life President Brian Rohrbaugh said, President Obama will press the reset button on the pro-life movement and reverse decades of legislation, regulations not built on the firm foundation of personhood, but misguided laws built on sand shifting in the political wind. What a point, huh? What a point. If an election cycle could do away with 30 years of pro-life effort, something's been wrong with the pro-life effort. It hasn't been built on a firm foundation. It's built on sand. And to continue with the press release, I'll do one more paragraph and then we'll go to the phones. Catholic bishops are warning that FOCA would regulate even pro-life medical facilities, pushing Catholic hospitals toward aborting children. And then another quote from Brian Rohrbaugh. These bishops actually opposed valid personhood bills while supporting the immoral strategy of regulating child killing. They may be forced to take their own medicine and become the target of further regulation or close their hospitals. So what will the Catholic hospitals do if the federal government says you got to perform abortions? You're a medical provider? Walmart is distributing chemical abortions, abortifacients, morning after pill, plan B. You're a hospital. A woman comes in. She says she's raped. You got to be willing to kill her baby. Or you, what? The Catholic bishops have said, or we'll close down the hospitals. And that would be the thing to do, to close the hospitals, rather than to agree to kill an innocent child, of course. That would be a necessary stand. And Brian Rohrbaugh adds, FOCA trumps regulations and personhood trumps FOCA. You get that? 30 years of regulating abortion, saying if you sign this piece of paper, then you could kill your baby. And so FOCA is just another regulation. FOCA trumps regulations, but personhood trumps FOCA. If we can establish that the unborn child is a person, if we could get our country to acknowledge that, then you can't regulate the killing of that child. Let's go to Parker, Colorado. Lana?
Hello.
Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you, Bob. I was wondering if you can help me with, I'm kind of having a guilty conscious kind of thing that what's happening is, you know, I see all the pink ribbons out and I see the walks and, you know, the things that are supporting women with breast cancer.
Right.
But I have a hard time with this because I also know that a large percentage of the charities that go to this pink ribbon breast cancer is also going to Planned Parenthood.
Well, that's right. Many of the state organizations of the Komen Foundation for the Cure, they donate hundreds of thousands of dollars to the nation's leading abortion provider, as has happened here in Colorado with Planned Parenthood, Komen giving money to Planned Parenthood, and abortion significantly increases a woman's risk of coming down with breast cancer. So it is it's a wicked thing that Komen is doing. So
it's kind of a, yeah, it's like a vicious circle. It's almost like, well, you know, we'll help you with your breast cancer, but yet we'll support the main place that gives you breast cancer, you know, which is an abortion. So they're not only given to women to help them with breast cancer, they're given money to this place who creates abortions that create breast cancer. So
yeah,
it's almost like a no-win situation.
Well, the win is for us to always do what is right. So we tell other people about Komen, how they support killing unborn children, and they actually are hurting women by furthering and funding child killing. And
so should
Lana,
I feel guilty for not giving money to support this pink ribbon thing, because I don't know where my money's going.
Not at all. You should not feel guilty. You should be thankful that you're aware, that you have knowledge, and you could help others. And you could warn women around you that abortion is immoral. It increases your own risk for breast cancer, but it also kills your baby, so don't do it. And that's that truth, knowing that, is something to celebrate, certainly nothing to feel guilty of. Lana, I want to thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you for making it known to everybody. Bye.
You're welcome. May God bless you. Appreciate that call. And we have Barack Obama. A Drudge earlier reported that Obama, he flubbed the oath of office, taking the office. But it wasn't Obama. It was John Roberts, the Chief Justice. He couldn't read the pledge. He couldn't get it right. He wouldn't use the word faithfully, to faithfully execute the office. He didn't use that word faithfully. So Obama paused. Like, Obama knew what the words were. He wanted to say it, but he's supposed to repeat after me, like you're getting married. And so he wants John Roberts to repeat it, and John Roberts does, and he mangles it even worse. Man. And John Roberts is the Chief Justice. He's a pro-abort and he's pro-homo. So it's a mess that we're in. I want to read one more part of this press release, and then we'll get to the phones. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So American Right to Life, I'm looking right now at denverpost.com. And American Right to Life's press release is on denverpost.com on their website. And the president of American Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh, says FOCA, the Freedom of Choice Act, that Obama said, the first thing I do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act. Brian Rohrbaugh said, FOCA trumps regulations and personhood trumps FOCA, because personhood invokes the laws that already protect persons. For a state to reintroduce slavery is inconceivable. Would you agree with that? For a state to reintroduce slavery is inconceivable. Yet after a mere election cycle, Obama is committed to reverse decades of misguided pro-life effort. American Right to Life opposes what it calls the pro-life industry, exposing that National Right to Life's regulation of child killing will never end abortion, establishing personhood from the very moment of human reproduction is the only way to protect the innocent. Praise God. Thank you, American Right to Life, for being clear on these fundamental principles of justice and for having the courage to speak out. Let's go to Littleton, Colorado. In Littleton, Jay, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Hey, on your last caller, by the way, that's why I stopped doing any fundraising for United Way. They also give funds to Planned Parenthood.
United Way, that's absolutely right. They have been a supporter of an anti-Christian agenda for decades.
Yeah, you know, and all those people that they claim to give the money to, just take your check directly to them. Easy enough.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to, for example, give money to Colorado Right to Life, you don't have to do it through United Way. Do it directly.
And they won't take 20% off the top.
They won't take their cut, Jay. You're exactly right. And money is fungible. So if they were going to give money to a good organization, let's say they were going to give $100,000 to the Boy Scouts.
Right.
Which I bet you they prefer homosexual groups over Boy Scouts, United
right.
Way. But if they were, and then you give them $1,000 and say, don't use this for Planned Parenthood, use this for the Boy Scouts, well, you just freed up $1,000 in their budget, and they could give that money to Planned Parenthood.
That's what I told some friends at work, and I was actually taken off the solicitation committee. Up until then, they had a 100% giving record for many years, and then when I started getting in people's head on that, and they would say, well, you know, give directly, and if you do, They have a color of money game they play, and they'll level their budget however they want to. So
yeah, that's right, because money is fungible. Yep. Leslie Hanks, vice president of Colorado Right to Life, was quoted in World Magazine just last week explaining to the reporter. The reporter said, well, Komen and Planned Parenthood, they say that money is not used for abortion. It's used for other things. And Leslie said, money is fungible. And the reporter said, what does that mean? Money is fungible. So this is what we're up against, Jay. Even Christians, pro-lifers, don't understand you don't give money to a child-killing organization.
Period.
You don't do it, period.
Yeah, and, you know, to the point of my call, you opened with a remark, and the fact is it is going to conference tomorrow at the Supreme Court. The lack of certainty of Obama's natural-born citizenship. And now, you would think that that would have peaked somewhere on the media radar screen.
Well,
I haven't heard a thing of it all day long.
Well, this is, I think it's been three times that it's supposed to have been distributed at the Supreme Court. Obviously, there's one justice there who's at least entertained by these lawsuits.
Scalia, and basically the...
No, I think it's Clarence Thomas, actually.
No, actually, I pulled up the Supreme Court brief online. You can find the cover page to the docket, and it will go tomorrow into conference. And the logic being, until he was actually appointed to office, there's no technical legal standing to the case. Now,
well,
there's actually harm.
Yeah, and Jay, that's just the spin of the conservatives who are angry at Obama and don't want him in office. The Supreme Court, in reality, it's a Republican court, right? Seven of the nine justices are Republican.
Right.
So what that tells me is they don't care about right and wrong. They don't care even about the Constitution. They just don't care.
Well,
they're pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, and they're liberal. They're pro-socialist. So we've been told, well, even though these justices don't believe in the right to life of the unborn, like John Roberts, Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Antonin Scalia, even though they don't believe in the right to life of the unborn, they're good justices because they believe in upholding the Constitution. And here at Bob and Yurt Live, we've explained that's not true. If you are in rebellion against Do Not Murder, you are a lawless individual, and you're only true to yourself, your pride and selfishness. That's it. So
that's
what we have.
Well, that's a good point, you know. But nevertheless, if you've seen any interviews with Scalia, he is a bit of a constitutional bulldog. And while on the point of life, he may have failed the test, on this one, he is the third justice to review it, and he's actually the one who accepted it. And his,
well, Jay, we'll see, right? We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious.
But let me argue that he is not a constitutional bulldog.
Okay.
He is deceiving conservatives in saying that he would uphold the Constitution because the Constitution says that the states are obligated to protect the life and liberty of persons in their jurisdiction. And if Scalia believed that a baby is a person, then he should require that the federal government insist that the states protect unborn children. But he thinks the states could decide to do whatever they want to kids. It doesn't matter whether a child is a person or not. And he says to me, I don't think it's a person.
Right.
So he's not a constitutionalist. He's not a pro-lifer. He's an immoral judge.
Well, point taken and conceded. Just as a point of interest, though, it will be interesting tomorrow and in the days to come to see if they press the issue. Because one wonders with all of the hoopla, what would actually happen if the Supreme Court...
Race riots.
There would probably be the political equivalent to our current financial situation.
There'd be riots if the Supreme Court said Obama cannot remain in office. There would be riots. But, Jay, I don't believe they'll do that because they don't care. I mean, it's been proven to me over and over that they don't care what the Constitution says. If you don't care what God says about do not murder, you really don't care what anything says other than your own selfishness.
Well, that's true. And the God of their own selfishness, their checkbook, the God of pride, whatever, may be at stake here.
Right.
And that even that pagan motive may end up. I mean, if Nancy Pelosi could end up as president of the United States, that'd be an interesting battle, wouldn't it?
Well, and you know what? Those who have told us that you have to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Right.
And we've said, well, if that's the case, there's no end to the wickedness that you'll support as long as you're afraid of some deeper wickedness. But there's no bottom to that abyss. So in 4 years from now, you know, if it's Hillary versus Obama, who are you going to vote for? Or if it's just, if it's Rudy Giuliani versus Hillary. I mean, people are in rebellion against God and they will slaughter the innocent by the millions. So if Christians won't take a stand, then no one will. Oh, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let's say Obama really was born in Kenya, and so he's not qualified.
Right.
So he is a usurper. He's a tyrant in the classical Greek sense.
Right.
Someone who doesn't deserve power or authority.
Right.
Do you think then it's it would be wrong to refer to him as President Obama? Like, is it a moral issue? And I argued at the top of the show, it's not a moral issue. In the Bible, there are dozens of kings who are recognized as King so-and-so, like King Herod. It doesn't mean that Herod is a legitimate king or that he has any moral authority, but it's just that he's the king.
Right. Well, that it would be, I suppose it would be technically wrong. I don't put any moral right or wrong to it. You can call him what he wants. What he is intrinsically before the Lord is deceitful, terribly lost man.
You know, Jay, thank you for responding. I think there are two things we could be thankful about Obama being in office for. Two things. One is that he likes girls. He's not a homosexual.
That we know of.
Oh, come on, Jay. What? We shouldn't make accusations.
No, I'm not saying you don't know.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that's fair. Like, let's say we say Jay Sekulow. I wouldn't say Jay Sekulow. We don't know that he's not a child pornographer. I wouldn't say that. It's not fair, right? You need evidence. But anyway,
I would not also acquit someone either. You don't know. I mean, he doesn't have, as it were, the power of a living God in him.
Well, that's
to restrain
true.
Him from the Bible says there's no sin that is beset you that is not common to man.
Well, that,
I mean,
that's
so the
true.
Lust of the flesh, the lust right. of the eyes, the pride of all. He's not above that. In
all
fact,
right.
He's more subject to that.
All right. I'll give you that. So at least he's married, and I'm thankful that we have a black person as a president. I just think it's tragic that we have a black person who advocates killing black children. It'd be like having a black president who supports slavery.
Right. Well, I voted for Alan Keyes. You know, let's see, you got a Harvard PhD in law versus an applied practitioner of law. Mm. So Alan could lecture him all day. On every point, you had two comparable men standing there, and, you know, neither one of them arise to the level of Jesus and Barabbas, but the more righteous of the two men were not selected, and indeed, Obama, at least indirectly, is a murderer of children. So the murderer was chosen.
Well,
you know what? Historically, with Jesus and Barabbas, we have some sanity that's the way the lost carnal worldly mind works.
That's the way the majority goes. Jay, thank you so much. I appreciate that call. Jay from Littleton. So American Right to Life's press release ends like this. Clark Forsythe, president of Americans United for Life, erred when he wrote in Human Life Review that the partial birth abortion ban served as a legal fence. Laws that end with, and then you could kill the baby, they erect no walls nor fences, but only swinging gates. And then a quote from Steve Curtis, vice president of American Right to Life. The PBA fiasco, the partial birth abortion fiasco, confirms what happens when a Christian movement is turned over to secular humanist lawyers. Because it never had the authority to save one child, as James Dobson stated, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. Wow, that was James Dobson. Let's go to Pastor Mike Montgomery. Pastor, welcome to Bob and You're Live.
Hi, how are you doing today, Bob?
Pastor, I'm doing well, and I'm so excited that there is a new ministry going up in the Stapleton area of Denver, because that's where Planned Parenthood has their largest abortion facility in the country. So could you tell us about the ministry that's being planted in the Stapleton area of Denver?
Well, we came out of Gino Geraci's church, and you and Gino, I know each other well.
Yeah, Gino Geraci is a hero to the unborn, to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here at Bob Inert Live, we appreciate his leadership.
And I'm friends with Brian Rohrbaugh, and this being the Sanctity of Life Week, it's all kind of interesting because Sunday was our first Sunday. We prayed about the Stapleton area for quite some time, and as we began to discover more and more about it, it's arguably the most liberal area in all of Denver. So,
wow.
You know, they have the largest, like you said, Planned Parenthood in the nation right there at 38th and Quebec.
Yeah, 52,000 square feet in northeast Denver.
Yeah, it's like a compound.
It really is.
It's a compound. And so there's some things that God's kind of beginning to stir in our hearts as far as ways to get involved and reaching out to that, some creative ways. So, you know, we're just praying to see what God does. But
all
we're
right.
Excited.
Well, Pastor Montgomery, we want to support you in preaching the gospel, but also in your effort to put pressure on the child killing center there in your neighborhood. So thanks for being willing to have God work through you to establish a new ministry there.
Well, thank you. Thank you for supporting us and praying for us.
Do you have a website yet?
We do. It's www.calvarystapleton.org.
CalvaryStapleton.org. Okay.
Right. And so that'll have the information on when our services are being held. And
all right.
Like I said, had our first Sunday, so we're very excited.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. And let's get an update down the road, see how you guys are doing.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on today.
God bless you, Pastor Mike Montgomery. So if you're in Denver looking for a church, Calvary Chapel, CalvaryStapleton.org. Pastor Mike Montgomery. We are out of time. This press release has gone out all over the internet. And World Magazine, this is how it ends. World Magazine's latest issue reports that FOCA would kill informed consent laws, waiting periods, ultrasound use, and parental involvement. It would kill the prohibition of federal funding for abortion and the partial birth abortion ban. American Right to Life sees the FOCA fight as the opportunity for pro-lifers to unite in establishing personhood and the God-given right to life. Praise the Lord for Brian Rohrbaugh and Steve Curtis. The word has gotten out all over the country. In fact, Brian is doing an interview with a radio talk show in Texas right now. So may God bless you guys. And if you're in the Denver area looking for a Christian school, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada is a tremendous school. And our website is KGOV, KGOV, like government, K like in a radio station call letters, KGOV.com. If you get our Bible studies, boy, so many people around the country love the BEL, Bob Inert Live, Bible study albums on CD. You could get our DVDs, or you could call and just ask for our catalog, 1-800-8-N-YARDS. 1-800-836-9278. May God bless you.